Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Once upon a time, Andrew Jobling made an illogical and unreasonable decision to write a book. He was a footballer for the St Kilda Football Club, and at the time of this decision, he was working over 100 hours per week in two businesses. He had no writing experience, no qualifications, and no life. His first book, Eat Chocolate, Drink Alcohol, and Be Lean and Healthy, was published in 2004, and since that time, he's done so many things. He's become a multiple best-selling author. He's traditionally published 7 books, has retired from full-time work. He's created a passionate and prosperous career as an author, speaker, and mentor. He's wrote a globally acclaimed online program. He speaks to teenagers in schools. He runs fun shops all around Australia and the world. He's making a difference in many lives, and he has diversified his income. Andrew now has more confidence and self-belief, and he loves his life. Hi, Andrew. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Oh, hi, Leanne. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Let's get started.
Wonderful. All right. Do you want to tell us where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Right now? Okay. Lots of exciting things happening for me right now. I'm now a full-time author. I'm now currently getting my 7th book published. I am happily retired from personal training, which I have been for quite a while now, and I love my life. I'm mentoring aspiring authors. I do a lot of speaking. I'm working in schools. I do a lot of corporate stuff, a lot of space, a lot of stuff in the health and wellbeing space, which is an area that I've been in for nearly 30 years. So, yeah, just I guess where I'm at now is just doing stuff I enjoy, doing stuff I'm choosing to do, not having to do, and enjoying life, really.
Yeah, sounds
wonderful.
Excellent. So do you want to tell us a bit about your story, where you've been to get to this point?
Yep. Okay. So you might need to get a box of tissues and get settled in and get comfortable, feed up. And I started back when I was a teenager. I actually, from a young age, aspired to be a professional footballer. And that was an interesting decision based on the fact that I was not very skillful and I was a bit of a skinny sookie lala. But so with a bit of hard work and focus and determination, I ended up at the St Kilda Footy Club and I played there for 7 years. And that was back in the 80s when it was a very different game than it is today. So 7 years at St Kilda. Then I basically got into the health and fitness industry and worked primarily as a personal trainer for about 15 years. Worked hard, loved helping people. I was very excited and passionate about what I was doing. But what I failed to realise at that stage was that a personal training career is not one that's easy to sustain for a long time. And 15 years was my shelf life. You know, getting up at 5 in the morning and waiting till 9 o'clock at night was taking its toll. And, you know, my income was sort of unstable and up and down, and some weeks great and other weeks terrible, depending on whether my clients were on holidays or sick or, you know, so inconvenient, these clients. So I thought, well, what am I going to do? I've always been ambitious. I thought there's got to be something I can do. So I thought, oh, I'll buy a cafe. That'll be a good thing to do, which turned out to be probably one of the biggest, not a mistake, I won't say mistake, probably one of the biggest learning curves or biggest lessons in my life, where I decided to run a cafe as well as a full-time personal training career. So for 2 years, I worked very, very hard to go into $100,000 debt. And I guess I got to a point where I was really starting to question, where am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? You know, everything I seem to be doing is not working the way I want it to be working. And I was at a point in my life where I sort of had a bit of a message that I wanted to try and communicate around nutrition and good eating. And so this idea popped into my head at a time which was totally a logical decision. You know, I was at the time I was working in two businesses. I was working 7 days a week. You know, I'd never once considered myself as a writer, never once, you know, didn't have any qualifications to be a writer, but I thought, no, I'll write a book. So lucky for me, I'm not an overthinker. I don't overanalyze. I'm not like a lot of people that have to have everything right before they get started, have to weigh it all up and weigh up their pros and cons. I just thought, no, I can do it. So I made a decision to write a book, and that was a decision that was now well over 15 years ago that I look back and credit that one decision for the where I am today. So I decided to write my first book, and that was called Eat Chocolate, Drink Alcohol and Be Lean and Healthy. And understandably, it became a bestseller. And really, that's sort of where it all started for me. As I said, now I've got 7 published books, and you know, doors have opened. I do a lot of speaking. I do a lot of online stuff now, mentoring. Sort of all started from a, I guess I was in a place of desperation. I thought there's got to be a better way. And I wanted to get a message out, and I wanted to create I wanted to diversify and create multiple streams of income. So writing a book seemed to be the way to go. And it has proven to be one of my better choices. And I've made plenty poorly considered ones. Well, that was actually a seemingly a logical decision that actually was the right, very much the right one for me.
Yeah, great book too. I love that book.
Thank you.
The tipping point for change, so when you decided to write a book and start yourself on that different path, was it like a lightning bolt or just a slow rumble for you?
It was a car crash, really. My yeah. life was a car crash. It was a wreck, a train wreck. You know, I was at a point in my life where I was working over 100 hours a week. I was now in $100,000 debt, and I just finally realised when I looked at my financial position that I was basically in the toilet, because you know my only income was my PT income, and if something happened to me, that was gone. And I read a book called Rich Dad Poor Dad, which a lot of people have probably heard of, by a guy called Robert Kiyosaki. And the message I got from that book was, if you continue to trade time for money, you will always work, which immediately depressed me. I thought, I can't be doing this forever. So then I thought, I must create another stream. I need to create a passive stream of income. I need to be able to diversify and have multiple streams of income. So that really was, you know, the fact that I was in a crisis point. And then I read that book and it sort of jolted me into action.
So when you've been on that journey of, okay, yes, I'm writing a book and I'm going to diversify my income, so I'm not just left with time for money, what other challenges have you had along the way that made you feel like maybe I should just throw in the towel?
I don't think I've ever felt like I should throw in the towel. I think there's certainly been challenges. There's certainly been times where it was hard and I wasn't sure whether I'd survive, but I really never thought of giving up. I mean, that's a quality that I created through my professional sporting career. You know, that was a tough 7 years, and I had to just have faith and work hard and believe and persist and just keep going to crack it into the senior team. And that's sort of, I'm grateful that that's a character trait I've got. When I make a decision, when I get my eyes firmly fixed on something, and I envisioned, and this is the biggest mistake a lot of people make, is see, I envisioned a life that I wanted. I didn't just envision writing a book. Now, if I just thought about writing a book, I think I probably would have given up. But that I didn't. It wasn't about the book for me. And when I teach people, aspiring authors, I just, you know, I try and make that point really clear. It's not about the book. It's about the life the book can help you create. And I think the biggest mistake people make is they get so bogged down in the process. You know, the process of writing and trying to fit it in, and you know, whether it's health and fitness, and you know, the process of exercise and eating and all that can be really tiresome for people. That's why people give up. But I always firmly fixed my eyes on a life when I had financial options, when I was standing on stages as an author, when I was holding that book in my hand, and when there was tough times, honestly, I can't even remember thinking of giving up. I certainly there are times, as I said, where I just didn't know if I could stay awake or whether I'd survive, but I knew that I'd if I kept going, I'd get the result.
So you're talking about like having a vision. Is that what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other, having a big vision?
Yeah, you've got to have a vision.
Yeah.
You've got to have a vision. Otherwise, what's life all about? I mean, why are we here? If we don't have something we're working towards, you know, you wouldn't do the things that you do, you know, to be successful if you didn't have a big picture. It's like jumping in your car and going for a drive but not knowing where you're going. You'll end up lost, where I believe a lot of people are. You know, they're in lives they don't love because they don't have a vision. You know, as soon as you have a vision, everything makes sense. Everything's got meaning. Everything you do fits in, clicks in. Everything's sort of exciting. Every day is a new journey. Every day is a gift, you know. And I think if people would just spend the time to go, okay, well, how would I live my life? Not what do I want to do? How do I want to live? And create a vision and a big picture and a feeling associated with that, I think we'd have a lot healthier, wealthier, happier people on the planet.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big one, isn't it, having that big vision? Because then it's easier when you want to take the first step. You know which direction to go in, so you're not feeling stuck, I find. So, yeah, I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you had an ignition point where things have really started taking off for you?
Sorry, have I had?
An ignition point?
An ignition point. I think, yeah, I think when I finally decided to, you know, when that first book was published, that was pretty much an ignition point. Like, it was incredible how quickly things changed. Like, once my first book was published, within 2 years, I had retired from a full-time personal training career, an 80-hour-a-week career I was retired from. Because the key is leverage. You know, and people think they've got it. And I've always been like this. I thought, I've got to do everything myself. If I'm not doing it, then it's not going to get done. And I think, well, that's just a real dangerous way to live life, because then everything relies on you. And the real ignition point was when I realized that if I could create things that didn't require me to be there, that would continue to work when I'm not there, like a book will travel anywhere, you know. You know, my first book was published in 2004 and it's still earning me money and getting me credibility. It's still, you know, doing all these things for me. And obviously I've created other things since then, online programs and, you know, and businesses that have enabled me to leverage my time, which means means I've got more ability to do more. So the ignition point is creating something that you can leverage your time.
So what about the new possibilities that have opened up for you? So obviously writing the book, you've been able to go out there and do speaking gigs and things like that. What other sort of possibilities have come about?
It's incredible how it just happens. Like when I'd written a couple of books, I decided that if I can write a book, then I can help other people write books. And that started a business for me, which, you know, that's coming up to 10 years now, where I've been assisting authors write, publish and create the life they want. So that was an opportunity that opened, and that's then opened the door to me. I wrote an online program to support that, which went global. Then that opened the door for me to be able to travel more and run more workshops. You know, my latest book called Kicking On has opened the door for me to go and speak in schools to teenagers. You know, it's just one thing leads to another. And I think once you make a decision to do something, doors will open. Doors will open. And certainly writing a book, and I really encourage, something I really strongly encourage people to do is write a book, because it's incredible, not just a leverage point, but it's also credibility. It will open doors, opportunities, diversify your income. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, and what it can then return.
Yeah, definitely. So what's the most exciting thing about the future for you?
Oh, I think every day is exciting. I just love what I do. What's one exciting thing is that my wife Laura and I, where our vision is to live on the Amalfi Coast in Italy, which we will fulfil within 3 years. So we'll be happily sitting on our balcony overlooking the Amalfi Coast and smelling the smells and writing books and traveling the world. That's pretty exciting. And so look, just the thought of helping people and equipping people and, you know, just inspiring them to get up, get in action, get out of their own way and create the life that they're destined for.
Yeah, so exciting. Yeah, all right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Okay.
What's your favourite book?
Oh, it has to be mine.
Yeah, of course.
No, probably my favourite book that's not mine, and there's a couple. There's a great book called Tuesdays with Morrie that's a wonderful book. I've actually just finished reading a book called Love and Respect, so that's a great book for people that are, you know, in a relationship, which most people are. I'm more into nonfiction sort of and autobiography, that sort of stuff, stories around true stories and inspiration. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I've got a couple of people that have mentored me, but I've got a business mentor who's now become a very close friend of mine that, you know, that I speak to every day and has helped guide me. And I think we all need mentors. I mean, I've had mentors as a footballer and, you know, certainly now in business and life. You know, I go to a church, so I find, you know, the leaders, the Christian leaders are, you know, are having an influence on my life. So, yeah, I've got a number of mentors in my life that are making a difference.
What daily ritual works best for you?
Get up early and do it while others are sleeping. Do it while others are sleeping, because then you're not distracted. The biggest excuse I hear is, oh, I'm so busy and I'm distracted and there's too many people wanting my time. Get up early and while they're sleeping, and then you don't get distracted. I get a lot done in between the hours of probably 6 in the morning and 9. That's probably where I get, or even 5:30 and 9, that's where I get the majority of my writing done, emails done, my goal setting done, my exercise done. Yeah. That's the best daily ritual I could, for me, that's what works.
Yeah, I love that time in the morning. It's just so productive for me as well.
Yeah, very peaceful.
Yeah, that's it. What about your favourite food?
Anything my wife puts on a plate in front of me.
Someone else cooking?
Oh, my gosh. Look, I don't know. I've got so many favourite foods. I'm a bit of a sucker for ice cream. I'm a bit of a sucker for good chocolate, but I love Italian food. Food's great. Food.
Love it. Do you like the country or the city?
I love living in the city, but I love visiting the country. I mean, I like a city because I like the hustle and bustle. I mean, at the moment, having said that, if I live on the Amalfi Coast, that's probably more considered country. So, you know, city while I'm doing stuff and, you know, and because I love that the feel, but country, you know, is a place where you can just relax and write and create.
Yeah, definitely. What's your biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
Stop thinking. Start acting. Stop overanalyzing. Just do it. Take the first step. Stop putting it off. Stop waiting for the right time. Stop saying, I'll get to it. Just stand up right now and go and do something that'll get the ball rolling, and worry about the rest with each step that you take.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Just taking a step, some sort of action will get the momentum going.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that. All right, last question.
Okay, the big one.
The big one. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Oh, if I had a time machine? Mm. I'd go back to a little kid who was a bit self-absorbed and who was worried about other people's opinions and who had a bit of doubt and fear, and say, look, mate, you're all good. Everything's good. Just make the most of every opportunity and don't stop worrying about what other people think, and just focus and get into action. Yeah. Take responsibility. Stop blaming other people.
It's a big one, isn't it, for taking responsibility of your life.
Yeah,
things change.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Andrew, and sharing your story with us. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yes. Yep. I guess the best place to contact me is through my website, which is andrewjobling.com.au. So that's andrewjobling, jobling.com.au. And email address is andrew@andrewjobling.com.au. And I love to talk to anyone that's wants to become a published author, and not just a published author, but a successful, profitable published author, or anyone that's interested in getting their health back on track, or anyone just wants to chat and say good day.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Igniters, Andrew has had an amazing life where he now lives how he chooses to. He has had his challenges in business and was coming from a place of desperation when he wrote his first book, which catapulted his career and life. If you want to contact Andrew, go to andrewjobling.com.au or email andrew@andrewjobling.com.au. If you want to learn how to become unstuck, take action, and live an adventurous life, go to ignitepodcast.com.